I'm Molly Hull and welcome to Refer and Reward, a BSI internal podcast. If you're not sure what Refer and Reward is, it's basically a process to reward all our non-salespeople for identifying and submitting a prospect which becomes a sale. You refer the client and we pay you for it when it converts a sale. It's as simple as that. In this series of podcasts, we are talking to experts about the key benefits of some of our key products, mostly based around our STAR standards aligned to the BSI strategy. To help you get the most out of the Refer and Reward program, we'll be giving tips on how to start conversations when you're speaking with potential clients and how to spot opportunities to get them interested. Any questions, just drop me a message. Good morning, Chloe. Welcome to the Refer and Reward podcast. I'm very excited to have you here today. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Molly. Yeah, very excited to be here and can't wait to get started on the podcast.
Good. So Chloe joins me today to talk about 99,001. So before we go straight into that, Chloe, I thought it'd be nice for you to introduce yourself. Tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm the UK and Ireland Built Environment Sector Lead. Also look after healthcare as well. And that role is managing the built environment team of auditors. So we've got auditors kind of across the UK and Ireland doing all sorts of different audits for mainly construction companies. And then the other part of my role is driving the sector forward. So kind of developing new schemes, pushing schemes and kind of working with clients and developing clients as well. It's really, really interesting and very varied role.
Brilliant. And it's very busy by the sounds of it, isn't it, at the minute, your area?
It's exceptionally busy. So yeah, lots of recruitment at the moment. The team are kind of flat out auditing. They do a fantastic job. They're really flexible with their diaries. And it's really, really interesting role. It's kind of no 2 days are ever the same. It's fantastic.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So we wanted to speak about 99,001 today because it's obviously something that is growing in the industry and it's something that really needs to be spoken about. So I think it's best if you talk about 99,001 and just tell us a sort of a brief introduction to it.
Yeah, no problem. So 99,001, it's a British standard, so it's a BS, and it's built environment quality management. And it's a really sector-specific standard. It's designed to tackle the kind of complex needs of the sector. So where you've got construction projects, which can be kind of all different shapes and sizes and types and different contracts and things. And it's really there to kind of help clients manage the quality aspects of all of those. It started off life kind of with the leaders of industry kind of identifying a need for something like 9,000, but more, if you like. So it's very much based on the 9,000 that we know and love. And those leaders came together and created a standard purely just for quality, purely just for construction. It's closely linked to the Building Safety Act, which I love talking about now, which came out in April 22. So the standard kind of aligns very much with that, and it kind of helps clients meet the requirements of the Building Safety Act as well. So it's really, really exciting and kind of just what the sector needs at the moment.
Brilliant. So would you be able to tell us a couple of benefits, the key benefits of it?
Yeah, no problem. It really takes quality to a different level for those clients. The standard itself kind of stretches across right from all the pre-construction work that people do, sort of tendering for work, estimating for work, planning the kind of contract, if you like, and planning the on-site job. And it takes it all the way through to kind of post-construction of kind of customer care and snagging and defects and things at the end. So it's kind of very much an end-to-end and really helps clients plan out the detail of what they need. And there's a few things that really jump out within the standard. And that's the kind of product safety and fire safety. That kind of is a theme throughout. Change management is a theme throughout, and the golden thread of information is a theme as well. So that's very much managing the information kind of from design to construction and kind of post-construction for the users of the building. And that's kind of set out in the Building Safety Act as well. So those are kind of the main things. There's one little extra bit that I love in this standard as well. So in the competence part and the leadership part, there's this person with a special role for quality. And they've given the authority to stop works on site if the quality is wrong. And we've never had that before. That's very much kind of mirrors what we have in health and safety, but it's a new thing for quality, and hopefully it stops things like Grenfell happening again as well. So it's a really, really good detail standard for quality. It's fantastic.
Wow, so they've made some good changes to it and implemented what needs to be done,
Yeah, no, it's great.
Wow, so now we know the benefits of 99001. I think it would be really good because obviously this podcast is listened to by a lot of client managers and tutors and things like that. So for client managers that are listening, how would, you know, from your experience and your understanding, how can they, you know, when they're with clients, talk about 99001 or maybe an opportunity for a client to have 99001 if they don't have it already?
Yeah, so it's, I suppose, because of the focus nature of the standard, it isn't applicable to all clients. It is just there for kind of construction-based clients. So if you're thinking kind of anyone from the tier one contractors, the really big ones, down to kind of maybe a family firm, really, really useful for anyone in construction. For TO3, if you want to talk codes. But also it's useful for kind of architects, engineers, quantity surveyors, project managers as well. So because it's kind of all encompassing for the sector, it's relevant across all of those companies. So I think if anyone's talking to any of those types of clients, it's really raise it kind of an opening meeting or over lunch of are they aware of the standard, or if the client starts to talk about the Building Safety Act as one of their main kind of legal requirements, you can introduce 99001 to that. It should be relevant for kind of all of those clients. And I think at the moment it's raising awareness just about the standard, the fact it exists and what it's trying to achieve, just as much as trying to get the leads as well, so that if we can get the message out there that it exists, that's kind of a big part of people starting to use the standard across the industry as well.
Brilliant. And if anyone has questions on 99001, would you be a good point of contact for people to reach out to? Is there people in your team for people to reach out
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, everyone is more than welcome to contact me about 99001.
So you love it.
It is one of my favourites. The scheme manager is Guy Williams. So he helped put the scheme together back at kind of the end of 2022, 2023. So he knows an awful lot about the standard, and his kind of speciality is quality in construction as well. So he's a really good person to go to. But they can come to me, they can come to anyone in the built environment team. We all kind of know and love it, and we can always answer any questions at all. That's absolutely not a problem. And the more questions, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, if people have got clients that they want me to have a chat with, you know, if they don't feel comfortable themselves, they can give me the client's details and I can set up a meeting and have a chat with clients too. Because I suppose explaining the standard to clients and explaining how the audits work is a little bit different to kind of some of the normal 9,000 audits that clients would be used to. So there's a couple of little extra bits that we do within the audits that make it kind of a bit more interesting. So yeah, just throw the questions over and we'll field them, and we can keep people up to date if it's kind of a client that they're managing as well.
Perfect. And I think it'd be a good point just to add in here for anyone that's listening that does have an opportunity on their hands, please put it into PG so that if it does convert, you do get recognised and you get rewarded for it. So just wanted to make that key point there. Lovely. Because obviously this podcast will be put onto the Refer and Reward Hub page. And if there's any sort of collateral, Chloe, that you'd like me to put onto the Hub page, I can put that on there for everyone to have access to also. So if you want Absolutely. To send that over after this, I can put it on there and then people can have it as like a go-to point.
Absolutely. Yeah, not a problem at all. Just really excited to get more clients and get talking about it more, to be honest. Just as a little insight, the audits that we did do kind of early part of this year and early part of last year for the clients, everybody really enjoyed them, and it was lovely to have that time to spend looking at quality. It quite often gets forgotten on site. And it was just fantastic getting to all the little detail, because that's what auditors love. And it was just really enjoyable. Yeah, it was great.
Brilliant. No, I'm really happy that you've come on to the podcast today and spoken about
Any questions, just get in touch, really. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chloe, for being on the podcast today. It's been a great episode and it was really lovely to have you on here. So for anyone that has listened today and you'd like to know anything more about 99,000 World, please reach out to Chloe or Guy, who is the scheme manager for it. And let's start spotting those opportunities and talking to our clients about it, because it's an amazing standard that a lot of our clients could be having. So thank you, Chloe.
Thank you very much for having me, Molly. It was great.
No problem. We'll see you back here again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Refer and Reward podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and can take away some key information. Please keep an eye out for emails and updates from myself regarding the process and helpful tips you can use with your clients and delegates. Any help, I am here. So reach out.